667 Gold.
Golden Old Land Insured.
FHA 15-year fix, 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS 314-726 sold or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
801 Chop House Avenue.
What do all these restaurants have in common?
Bocce Bar, Cantina Laredo, Cardwell's, CJ Muggs, Coastal Bistro.
They're all participating in Clayton Restaurant Week, where $25 will get you a three-course meal all this week through Sunday the 25th.
Oceano.
Clayton Restaurant Week is sponsored by Stella Artois, Who Garden, and Stella Artois Cidre. For details, go to ClaytonRestaurantWeek.com.
Coastal Bistro and Bar, The Crossing.
Bon Appetit.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking a chief of staff for our dual division level 1A facility. The chief of staff will provide leadership, organizational representation, and be an active member of the management team, accomplishing our mission to provide our veterans with exceptional care. The VA offers benefits including pension, paid vacation, holidays, and more. Be a part of this winning team. Call me at 314-488-8252. The VA St. Louis Healthcare System. Healthcare for heroes.
One of the things that makes the transition easier coming from Mexico here is to be working with a guy named Jose Hernandez. You know, you kind of feel like we're back in Mexico. And we are working with him, and he's sitting right here in the studio. And here's what I would do if I were you and I had any kind of question at all about anything technology related. I couldn't get online today on my computer. It's driving me crazy. And then I did the old power down and power back up, and I got online. Sometimes it's that simple, sometimes it's not. You have a phone, you have a TV, probably. You have a laptop, or you have a tablet, and you have a question, or maybe you're shopping for them, or maybe you got something for Christmas and you still haven't figured out how to make it work. He's your guy. Here's what you do. You call one of these numbers. He's going to do a little monologue, and then we're going right to the phones. First come, first serve. Brought to you by Auric, I might add, the terrific stores that are the home care centers. And there are a lot of great Auric products for your house in every Auric store, including those great vacuum cleaners. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. And here's the one, the only, Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
I think a lot of people would be surprised to know you speak no Spanish.
Buenos dias, señor.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was wrong.
Un poquito.
Speak some
I guess
Spanish.
Cerveza?
That's beer.
Yes.
Very good.
Hamburguesa?
What is that?
Hamburger. Papas fritas? French fries?
I guess I was wrong. It's all food.
Food and beverages. Food and beverages.
He'll never starve.
I'm not going to starve.
If he goes to Mexico, he'll never starve.
Did you meet many of my cousins?
The Hernandez family said hello, said to tell you hello. Yes, they did.
Looking forward to them coming over.
What do you have for us today?
We're going to talk about some iPhone apps that you probably aren't using but probably should. These are from Consumer Electronics Show.
Right.
They came out. First one is called Dark Sky.
Hmm.
Dark Sky is a state-of-the-art weather forecasting and predictor. It predicts rain and snow along with other weather. The difference is the normal apps that are available mostly predict it by hour. Dark Sky will predict it by minute.
Well, that's what I need.
Yes.
What's the weather going to be in 2 minutes?
Wow. Well, it displays real-time radar and exactly where a storm is moving and will send notifications to you just before it rains. So if you have an outdoor party planned or something going on outside and you're worried about it raining,
Now, I don't like to interrupt you, but I have to do this. Before we left for Cancun, my wife pulled up a weather app. I don't know which one. And she said, oh, great. And I said, what? She said, it's going to rain every day that we're in Cancun. I said, no, it's not. She said, look. And she showed me the app.
It did.
Honestly, it had a seven-day breakout.
The day we got there, it was still that way. And then the next day, it changed.
Yeah. And I told her, I said, how many times have I told you? They cannot predict the weather beyond 24 hours. It's a guess. And we got down there. How much rain did we have? Zero. A little spritz of a shower for about an hour one day.
And then one night it rained for a while.
But that thing showed rain every day. So dark sky.
Dark sky.
Make a note of that.
Yep. 24-hour forecast is the best they'll do. The second one is one called Iconical. It creates a custom applications for your icons. It does similar to what Android phones will do. Where on your home screen, you can locate an icon. It'll take you directly to things like create a tweet or compose an email with a single tap as opposed to having to go to your email button and then picking the account and doing those kind of things. Okay. Next one is called Horizon. I don't know if you take videos a lot, but the vertical videos are kind of annoying to me. This will allow your camera to record horizontal videos in portrait mode. And it uses the iPhone's gyroscope to keep the camera parallel to the ground or any angle you're shooting.
Whoa.
It will shoot in 1:1, 16:9, or 4:3. It has 8 filters. And basically, it supports Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter if you want to send stuff to that.
Right.
And then last but not least is one called WeChat.
Okay.
Usually carriers have unlimited texting, but sending messages is sort of plain. WeChat offers a Seek all-in-one portal for sending texts, making videos, voice calls, leaving voicemails, and partaking in group chats. It also has a bunch of emoticons and a walkie-talkie feature that you can one-push button like we used to do with the old Sprint phones.
Nextel
phones, yeah. For up to 40 friends. And it'll use your data plan unless you're somewhere near Wi-Fi, in which case it'll use Wi-Fi, which is free.
You know, I've never chatted. You've been able to chat on computers for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't chat with people on a computer.
No.
I did it once, and it was a technical advisor. And they said, people are standing by to help you with, and it was some issue with a product. And it was nice because I said, I can't get this thing to, and somebody came back and said, redo this and hit that, and that's it. But to just chat, how you doing? And the other person types in, fine, how are you doing? No, I'm not doing that. I see we have a lot of lines open. I'm going to give these numbers one more time. And if you don't get in, let me tell you something. When Jose walks out here, you go, oh, I meant to call and ask him. This is your last shot at it. 314-969-KTRS. And again, that is 969-5877. Or if you can't get in there, and I do that first, 888-550-KTRS. Let's welcome Bob. Bob, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
Buenas tardes.
Buenos nachos to you.
Buenos nachos. Thank you.
A quick question. I have a friend who may or may not know what he's talking about, so I thought I'd ask you. He says that you can basically crank the security settings on your laptop up to the point where it will almost accept no cookies. And he says you can get by that way. I haven't tried it. I guess he's saying that some websites won't look as pretty as they otherwise would.
Mm-hmm.
But his main point is that if you do that, you can effectively block malware. He's saying that malware is really basically just little pieces of software like cookies, and that if you shut out the cookies, you pretty well blocked, hardened your computer against malware. And I'm just wondering, is he right or is he wrong?
Now, Bob, I think he's correct as far as the cookies go, but malware comes in many forms. It comes as application extensions, little pieces of software that download. Direct link library drivers, a whole bunch of things. So it will eliminate anything that's coming by cookies. And I don't know how many websites will allow you to limit or eliminate cookies altogether, but it's most of them. And usually what happens is when you get to that web page, it'll tell you, by the way, we use cookies. And it says it'll sit and wait until it sees one. So,
okay, so
fortunately,
you might catch a few pieces of malware, but it wouldn't really.
It doesn't catch them all. And fortunately, you can turn the setting back down to, go to your favorite websites with it turned up. If it works, great. If it doesn't, then throttle it back increment by increment until you find what you like.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate the help.
Thank you, Bob. I'm ashamed to say this. I still don't know what cookies are. Honest, I don't know what that is. I see you have an option, clear cookies.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It is a text file that when you visit a website, it leaves it on your computer so that when you go back again,
you get to it quicker.
It remembers what you looked at.
Okay.
Because the URLs, the things you click on, some of them are blue and some of them are darker color after you've clicked on them. The cookie remembers what you've seen. It also knows when something on the website changes to turn it back to the other color.
So even though you've cleared the history, the cookies know you looked at porn,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-oh.
Yep, that's it.
Uh-oh. Let's talk to Peggy. Hello, Peggy. Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Peggy.
I have a brand new Samsung Galaxy S5.
Yes.
And I'm trying to do the settings for email.
Okay.
And what happens is that when I delete my email, they all come back.
Okay. Somewhere in the settings.
It's like it's not talking to the server or something.
Oh, it's talking to the server, but somewhere on the settings, it'll ask you to delete email once it's downloaded from the server or not to delete it.
And the settings on the phone, that's on the phone, right?
Yep, underneath email. How old is your phone? How long have you had it?
Brand new.
Brand new.
Okay. You can probably go back or call the folks that you purchased it from and talk to them about how to set it so that it deletes when it deletes.
Okay. And then when it does that, shouldn't it delete it from my PC at home too?
It depends on if your PC at home is set to download them or use them from the server. If your PC is looking at the mail server, then yes. Once it's deleted from the main server, it won't be back. But if your PC downloads them first, then when you delete them from there, it leaves them on the server and it'll leave them on your phone.
Okay. Okay, so talk to the people I bought it from.
Yep, they'll be able to help you.
If they can't, your internet service provider can.
Whoever she's got her phone with.
All right. Jim's up next. Jim, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Jim?
This is kind of for you, kind of for Frank.
Okay.
Since Oric is your sponsor.
Frank, you're up.
Frank had said that he had a little space heater that he was just thrilled with that he got from Oric.
Yes.
I just thought I'd let you know. I took your advice and went to Oric all the way out to their store, and they don't sell those anymore.
Oh, come on.
Just broke my heart.
Did they know what you were talking about?
Yeah, I said, you know, a little space heater you set on the floor. Just, you know, warm a small room.
Yeah, it's in a wood. It looks like wood.
Yeah, they said, no, they don't sell them anymore.
See, it's always...
They were very apologetic, and I'm sorry, too.
That's always the way. You find something, and you go back, I'm going to get another one of those. Well, mm-hmm. We don't sell those anymore. Unbelievable.
But I just thought I'd let you know that, because I took your advice, went to work, and they didn't have it.
All right, well, maybe they'll get another one that's even better, and thank you for doing that. We appreciate it.
Okay, you bet.
All right, Jim. All right, not a technical question, but I appreciate it anyway. Let's bring Jim number two in here. Jim, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose, Frank, AM and the PM.
Jim, thank you.
Hallelujah. Hello, Jim.
I am an Android user. My wife is an iPhone user, as well as my daughters and some other people. Is there an app that will allow FaceTime between Android and Apple?
I don't know that Apple has ported FaceTime to the Android system yet. Skype will work for both.
Okay, you have to download both.
Yeah, yes. If you can get them off of FaceTime to Skype, that's a general one that'll do Windows phones as well as Android as well as iPhone.
And that's a simple download, Skype.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You know what? I didn't know. FaceTime is only an Apple thing?
FaceTime is an Apple thing.
They're built-in Skype just for Apple users.
Wow. See, I learned something. I didn't know that. Let me get Jerry on here. Whoa, what happened there? Hold on, what happened? Jerry, you still there? No, Jerry clicked off somehow. So we'll go to Margie. Margie, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Margie.
Hello, I have a question. Is it possible for you to get a virus on your phone?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Good question.
And there are folks who make antivirus and anti-malware for the phones.
Do you have to use your phone to get online to get a virus, or can you get a virus just using it as a phone?
You can get it using it as a phone if you're receiving email to it. You can get it as a phone if you plug it in to charge into somebody else's computer. Any connectivity to the phone.
I was on Facebook, and I was reading a story about Paul McCartney on Riverfront Times page.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, you can just touch the screen. You don't even know you're touching something. Mm-hmm. And it started loading. I could tell it was loading other things.
Mm-hmm.
And then this girl popped up wearing nothing but a smile. And I knew, yeah. And
now, you found this on the Riverfront Times site again? Is that what you said?
And then it got that message that my Android device has been infected, and click here if you want it to be removed. Well, I knew not to do that.
Right.
And anyway, I did download something.
Anyway.
hey, Bernice. Yeah, so do I did download something from Play Store that's supposed to take care. I can't remember the name. I should have looked it up before I called.
There is a free version called Avast, A-V-I-S-T.
Okay.
And it's avast.com. They make antiviruses for computers as well as phones. And then Malwarebytes.
Can you spell that again, please?
A-V-A-S-T, Avast.
Okay, all right.
And then Malwarebytes, which we talk about a lot, also makes a cell phone malware scanner.
All right. So if I downloaded, you know, another one, I guess you can't speak for it, but, I mean, am I safe? Do you think?
I don't know. What, do you do a lot of banking on the phone?
No, I don't do any of that.
Okay. The only
I
thing
hardly
might
even
be happening...
buy anything, but now I won't because I'm afraid.
Well, run the scanners and see how much porn you got installed, and then you should be able to clean it off.
Okay.
Or bring it over and let us look at it.
Yeah.
And if we can see the porn, we can have a better idea of how to tell you to clean your phone up. That's probably
the best.
Well,
if you can see it, you'll be seeing more than I see it. I just saw that one little picture of that girl.
Right.
Yeah. No, true.
I believe you. All right. Thank you, Margie.
You're welcome.
All right. I have the bulletin music. I have an Oric bulletin.
Uh-oh.
I just got a text from Dave Cole at Oric. Gym number one, if you're still listening, those great space heaters, like the one I got, they have at the Oric store in Sunset Hills, Ladue, and Chesterfield.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Just that store maybe was out.
I think that's probably the case.
Hey, Jerry's back. I don't know what happened, but we lost him.
And again, Jim, at Sunset Hills, Ladue, and Chesterfield, those Oric stores have those little space heaters. Plus about a bunch of other great stuff you'll discover once you get in there. Mm-hmm. I want to go to Jerry because he got bumped. We don't know why. Some glitch. Jerry, sorry about that. Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you, Jerry.
Hey, Jose. I'm sitting up here now with a phone. It's a 3-gigabyte phone from T-Mobile. And lately, whenever I try to charge my phone with these charges I've had, I think I've had the phone for about a year, none of the chargers seem to work. I went to Walmart and bought one. That worked fine, but now I put it on charge last night, and now it's saying low battery, but it stayed on charger all night.
Mm-hmm.
Then I took it off and recharged it, and now I got it here now. I have to put the the little charger thing in 20 and raise it up.
Right.
You have any idea? Should I go get another charger or go back to T-Mobile or what?
It sounds like the battery is going bad.
Oh, okay.
Because it won't hold a charge.
The other thing, can I ask you a question? The other thing, Jerry, on an average week, how many hours would you say you watch porn on your phone?
Wait a minute. Police watch it, listening, so I can't say.
No, they're not. The police aren't listening.
They can't charge you anything.
And they can't send you to jail for that.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Okay, well, that means answer is 20 hours a week.
So I just go back and get another battery? Is that expensive or what?
It depends on the phone that you have and how old it is. And like, for instance, if it's an iPhone, there pretty much is no replacing batteries on iPhones.
His battery shouldn't be bad after a year, though, should it?
It depends. If you leave it plugged in the charger all the time, how many times you've charged it back. They're only good for so many attachments and charges. So.
Okay. Would it be cheaper to buy another phone?
The answer is probably yes.
Or would it be better just to get another battery?
Well, probably the phone because it's new and it's going to have some new stuff. But talk to the T-Mobile folks, see what they got for you.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Jose.
You're welcome.
Jerry, thank you.
You're welcome.
There goes Jerry. A little charging issue. This should be Byron. Byron, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Byron?
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm trying to download the KTRS app onto an Android tablet.
Yes.
And it does not show up in the Google Play. And I found a site that says, unfortunately, it's not offered in Android anymore. Is this true?
What?
That's a very good question. I do not know.
Yes, I tried. I was meaning to tell Jose about that. I noticed that within the last couple weeks I tried downloading it, and it wasn't available.
Why would that be?
I don't know. I don't know why it wouldn't be available.
So it's not you, Byron. You didn't mess up anything. It's not.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Byron, give me a couple of days and check again.
Okay.
We'll certainly find out where it went.
All right. And you know, Byron, you know Jose's email address?
No. It's, throw it out there real quick.
It's techquestions@ktrs.com.
Tech questions, just like it sounds, huh?
Right. TECH questions@ktrs.com.
Plural. All right.
All right. Good. All right, Byron.
Very good. Thank you, guys.
The one last call in here, that's going to be Jim. Jim, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. I'm AM and the PM.
Hallelujah. What's going on, Jim?
Well, I know where this is going to go, but I bought a 1 terabyte backup.
Whoa.
Back in September.
Yeah.
And rather than pick and choose what folders I wanted it to back up, I just chose continuously.
Mm-hmm.
Now it says I have like 1 gigabyte left.
Right.
Of space. How is it? Is it retaining all the stuff I?
All the porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know it's always going to go there.
Is the terabyte that you bought just an external drive, or did it come with some software that does the backup for you?
It was an external drive,
right.
But it was set up to be a backup.
Right. So likely what's happening is it's keeping, when you do the backup, it's keeping versions, multiple versions of what was on your machine.
Okay.
So you've probably got several copies in different date or time stamps of everything that was on your computer.
So is there a way to, like, totally start over?
You can just clear the drive.
Okay.
But that sort of defeats the purpose of having a backup.
Well, I just, can I pick and choose what I want it to back up then?
I would think so.
Clear?
You need to check the manufacturer's website, and they should have a frequently asked questions on how to do that.
All right. Because I take a lot of actually college classes online, and I think it's backing up a lot of video conferences that we have.
Yeah, sure. If you didn't tell it what to back up, it'll do everything.
College classes, code word for porn.
Yep.
See, right. You can tell by the way Jim laughs that I'm right.
Yeah.
Jim, thank you.
You bet.
You know what? I'd like to take Debbie's call before we wrap this up. Can we do that?
Sure.
Because I like women. Debbie, this is your lucky day. We would shut this off normally now, but I got a feeling you're a really nice person. Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. Well, thank you. Just a quick question. I'm investigating whether I should buy an Amazon Fire Stick or not.
Mm-hmm.
Does that get you free content, or do you still have to subscribe to Netflix or something else to get movies?
I think the Amazon Fire Stick works with Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Which is the Amazon's movie streaming content stuff. And so I think you have to buy that. I don't know if it's compatible with Hulu and Netflix.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate the help.
Couldn't she Google and just Google?
You can do a little more research. I would go to Amazon.com and go to the frequently asked questions for Fire Stick and see what they say.
Yeah. And if you Google, does Fire Stick enable me to get Netflix, they'd probably tell you.
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right, Dad. Thanks. That's the one thing I've decided. You can Google almost anything.
Yes.
Any question, it'll take you somewhere where the answer is. We're out of time. Once again, saved a lot of people a lot of trouble, maybe even some money. That's what he's here for, and he'll do it again next Monday. And once again, it will all be brought to you by Oreck, where, yes, there are some of those space heaters like I got still available. And, of course, the folks at Oreck, they have several locations around town. If you're near one and you see those big letters, O-R-E-C-K, please stop in there, because I know that you know and have known for years they make great vacuum cleaners. There's a lot of nice products in there, affordable products. Make your house a better place to live. Till next Monday. And his email address, again, is techquestions@ktrs.com. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Yeah.
Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. There goes Jose. And I have the great privilege of talking a little bit about Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. I was going to say I was surprised, but I wasn't really surprised at the people on this trip who came up to me and says, I just want you to know that we drive a, and then fill in the blank with a model, from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. The Equinox people, Silverado pickup truck people, Tahoe people, lots of Landolf customers because you see, this audience is very loyal. They're loyal to the show and they're loyal to the advertisers. And my request of you, and it's nothing more than a request, we don't tell people what to do. We ask them if they would consider visiting Johnny Landolf Chevrolet before you make a decision to buy a car. And I'm a realist. I'm not living in some fantasy world. I know that if you've got your heart set on a Porsche Cayenne, that's what you're going to want. And you're probably not going to say, well, it's either an Equinox or a Porsche. I get that. But most of America is in the market for some kind of product that Chevrolet sells, either a pickup truck or that new Colorado, that smaller pickup truck, or an Equinox. Dan has one. My mother-in-law has one that we got her, and she's been laid up for about a month, so I've kept the battery charged. What a delight and easy vehicle that is to drive. So more than likely, in that Chevy lineup, an Impala maybe, Malibu, there's something that's perfect and will fill the need that you have for a vehicle. Now, if you're looking for pre-owned, at least give them a chance to show you what they have or find what you're looking for. And they've done that for lots of people. They did it for me. It took 4 months to find exactly what I was looking for, but I wasn't in a hurry. And it came in the form of a Trailblazer that, when I bought it, was 7-8 years old and had 20,000 miles on it. It looked like nobody had ever been in it. But I was willing to wait to get that kind of perfect vehicle. So it's very possible they either have it or they can get it if you just tell them what it is you're looking for. And maybe you don't have a specific vehicle. You just say, look, we want something with all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive that'll get us around in the winter, and here's our price range. They'll find it for you. And, of course, if you would consider a new Chevy, and I would say to you, if you haven't test-driven some of the new Chevy products, you might want to do that before you make another decision. You'll regret. And if you're looking at GMC or Chevrolet, I can't even imagine why you'd buy it at any other dealer. I don't think you can give me a good reason, unless you say that dealer is my brother. All right. If you're the brother of a dealer or the brother-in-law or the sister-in-law or sister, you get a pass. Otherwise, here's the dealership for you. Johnny Landolf Chevrolet. I met a couple on this trip, said they had never, ever had an experience like that, and they were people that said they had always dreaded buying a car. And there are a lot of people like that. I'd rather do anything than that car buying experience. Well, it shouldn't be that way, and it won't be that way at Johnny Landolf. I think I just had a made up almost a story. It won't be that way at Johnny Landolf Chevrolet. How about that? That was an accident.
Whoa.
It was an accident. Landolf.com is the website. And of course, I think you know the number, 314-837-1800. The lovely Mary will probably answer the phone. Johnny Landolf Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270.
Meep, meep.
Time for a check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Not much happening on this holiday. It's a little slow on eastbound 270 east of McDonald through 170 and just off the pace in the right lane on northbound 55 from Park up to the Poplar Street Bridge. That's about it. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Eat adventurously at St. Louis Bread Company with their new Asian-inspired broth bowls. Savor a lentil, quinoa, or soba noodle bowl, all under 410 calories. Stop by St. Louis Bread Company today to explore more. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. This Wednesday, Coach Kim Anderson and our Missouri Tigers travel to College Station, Texas, to take on the Aggies of Texas A&M.
Ahead running is Brown in front of a pack of Jansen.
Coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 6 on the Big 550.
Bang! He buried it.
KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Are you ready to succeed in 2015? Say goodbye to those extra inches and say hello to the medical weight loss program that will change your life.
The Fast Track Plan at Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX. Lose up to 30 pounds in 23 days with a medically supervised weight loss program with a 90% success rate.
Do you suffer from metabolic syndrome, obesity type 1, 2, or 3, type 2 diabetes? Have you tried and failed over and over again? Then you're the perfect candidate.
Don't delay. Call now for a free consultation. 618-509-5290.
That's 618-509-5290. Find out about the 23-day Fast Track Package, where you'll visit one-on-one with Dr. Bridget Brasfield.
And get a customized prescription appetite control plan that will take the weight off in a hurry.
Appointment times are filling up fast, so you better call right now. 618-509-5290. That's 618-509-5290. Or online at advancedmedicalweightlossrx.com.
With approved health assessment, call for details, limited time only. Results vary. New clients only. Not valid with other offers.
The most painful part about going to the dentist for me? Getting the bill.
No, it's paying the bill.
Yeah, you're right. It is paying the bill.
If you don't have dental insurance, paying dentist bills can be really painful. Just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. All the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For a free information kit, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-508-6977. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. So take some of the pain out of paying the bill. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-508-6977. 1-800-508-6977.
After releasing some of the most sought-after collections of historic and precious coins from around the globe, Govmint.com is now announcing a world first. The exclusive release of pure one-ounce silver angel coins minted in Great Britain. For centuries, angel coins have become the stuff of legends. With a reputation for bringing their owners miraculous luck, angel coins have been sought after and cherished by soldiers, fighter pilots, sea captains, kings, queens, and emperors. There are even stories of angel coins healing the sick and saving lives from the brink of death. Featuring the Archangel St. Michael slaying a dragon on the face and a regal portrait of Queen Elizabeth on the reverse, these dazzling legal tender silver angels are only available at an historic low price. But act fast. This offer is strictly on a first-come, first-served basis. Call 1-800-300-3452. Again, don't miss this special opportunity to own a one-ounce pure silver angel. Lock in this historic low price by calling now. 1-800-300-3452. 1-800-300-3452.
Investments are important for every family. One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths & Appliances has been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Your home is unique and should reflect you. Callier & Thompson designers are not only trained in the art of design, but also in the art of listening, allowing them to interpret each customer's ideas and bring them to life. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or call them at 636-391-9099.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
The $100,000 Big Draw is back. Earn cards the first four Fridays in January. Then join Argosy Casino Alton for drawings every Sunday. You could win up to $100,000 cash.
Do you owe the IRS tax debt that you can't seem to get rid of? Is the IRS taking money out of your hard-earned paycheck through a wage garnishment? Have they put a lien on your bank account? Or worse, your home? Call us. We're Real Tax Relief. We help you solve your IRS problems, and in some cases, settle your tax debt for less than what you owe, saving you thousands, giving you peace of mind. The consultation is free. Call now at 1-800-979-9759. That's 1-800-979-9759. Not available in all states.
Want your home to make a statement?
Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Their certified lighting specialists are trained to work with you, your builder, or your designer, so you can discover the perfect lighting for your space. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Ameren's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Doc, it hurts when I do that.
So, don't do that.
Too bad physical therapy isn't that easy. Every case is unique. At Universal Therapy Group, you receive personalized one-on-one care from their therapists. Universal Therapy Group doesn't double book like their competitors do, so there's plenty of time for you. And they accept most major insurances, including Medicare. No matter who your doctor is, you have a right to choose your therapy provider. Empower yourself. Choose Universal on Olive, just west of 141. Online at UniversalTherapyGroup.com.
I told you they'd do that. This is Ringo.
Only you can make this world.
He is not a good singer.
No, he's not.
You know, if his name hadn't been Ringo Starr and he hadn't been one of the Beatles, nobody would ever have let him cut a record singing. I have to take a moment here to call out AT&T again. We beat him up pretty good before we left, and they deserved it, and they deserve it again. And if you're listening and you work for AT&T and you're in any kind of position of authority, let me tell you something. You got some tremendous customer service problems. Before I left, I mentioned the phone line that I had disconnected in September, and I kept getting billed for it all the way up to before we left. I kept getting a bill. It kept going higher and higher and higher, and then these nasty notes, overdue, overdue. No, I disconnected it in September. We finally resolved it 4.5 months later, and they realized, oh, you're right, you did disconnect it. Now, before we left for Cancun, I don't know if other people do this, but I always like to call and just make sure once again that I, because I don't leave the country that often, that I understand what I need to shut off or turn on so I don't rack up some bill I didn't intend to rack up. And the guy I talked to at AT&T Mobile or whatever, wireless, said turn off, go into settings and turn off cellular data. And I went to my phone and looked and realized, ooh, it was on, but it should be on in St. Louis. The fact is it should be on everywhere, even down there. He was absolutely wrong. And I got to thinking about it, and I don't know much about this stuff. I'm no Jose Hernandez, but I thought cellular data, if I'm going to use it to text and call from down there, I need cellular data. So I called again and got a different person. And I said to that AT&T person, I said, just curious, I'm leaving the country, going to Mexico, and I have this set and this set, and I have the international calling plan, which is about $6 a month. And they pulled up my account and said, yes, you do. And I said, and the other customer service person said that I need to turn off cellular data. And this person said, oh, no, absolutely not. No, you don't want to do that. And I thought, that's what I thought. Two completely different pieces of advice. This morning, I called AT&T because I got my phone bill. And by the way, take a good look at your wireless phone bill if your carrier is AT&T. I'm going to bring mine in tomorrow. And take a look at the printout of all the things you're paying for. You have no idea what they mean. This surcharge, that surcharge, this something, that something. But that's not the issue right now. The issue is I called and I got a guy. I could not understand anything he said. And he said his name. And I said, can I help you? And I said, well, I'm sorry, what was your name again? He told me four times.
Names probably, sometimes they'll
Ben.
Use an American name. Yeah.
Let me, Ben.
Steve.
And so the fourth time I said, would you spell it for me? I couldn't understand him spelling it. Yes, it is a phrase. Z, D, try, nick, check. What? S, R, B, N, P, P, G, E. So I gave up. And I'm trying to talk to this guy, and after 20 minutes, and I only had two questions for him, two simple questions. One, I have five wireless products on AT&T, two iPads and three cell phones. Can you explain to me why the bill and the charge on one of those, and it's an iPad, is five times what it is on the others? He absolutely couldn't even understand what I was trying to ask him. And I said, well, here's my other question. I know what plan I have, and it's a big plan, 40 gigabytes for five devices. That's a lot. And yes. I said, can you tell me how much I'm using a month? Well, you have a 40 gigabyte plan. And I said, I know what I have. What did I use? And he said, well, what billing period? What? And I'm doing an Indian accent. I don't know that he was Indian. Here's the other thing. He was so unintelligible, I couldn't even tell what kind of accent it was. I said, how much data have I been using per month? I said, just go by the last month. What I wanted him to say was, you're using 20, or you're using 10, or right. you're almost, or yeah, you're over
a number.
He never could answer that question, and seven times, because I kept a piece of paper, he said, "Hold on, and I'll get that." Then when he came back, he said, "Just." He said, thank you. He apologized. Oh, I apologize. I need just give me two more minutes. And then two more minutes. And then two more minutes, which was never 2 minutes. And then if you just hold on, I'm getting that information. He never was able to tell me what the usage was. Now, I'm sure it's buried in that 8-page bill somewhere, but I thought I'll just let them tell me. He never could. And so toward the end, I said to him, can you get me somebody in the United States of America? And he says, well, he says, I'll be happy to answer all of your questions. I said, I don't want you to answer them. I can't understand you. Get me somebody in the United States. He said again, well, we apologize. I am here. I will be. I said, no, no, no. Get me an American. Give me somebody from the United States. I'm not kidding. He said, okay, hold on. I held and I held, and he came back on and said, I'm going to transfer you now. Hold on. He came back on again and said, I apologize. Thank you for waiting. Hold on. I am now transferring you. And then after another long lull, here comes Leslie. And I said, Leslie, please tell me you're in the United States of America. You know what she says to me? We're not allowed to disclose our location. And I said, are you kidding? She says, no. I said, why? And here, I'm asking this question. Why? Because if you're in the United States, do you have any idea how happy that would make me as a customer for you to say, yes, I'm in. You don't have to tell me your home address. I just want to know you're in the United States. She wouldn't do it. I said, well, at least I can understand you. Here's what I need. And she was able to tell me exactly how many gigabytes I'd used, and exactly why the bill was broken up the way it was. That other knucklehead in 20 minutes couldn't tell me. Stop hiring these people in other countries that we can't understand. It cannot possibly be worth whatever you're saving. Think about it. You go to India, you go to the Philippines, you go wherever it is because it's cheaper, yet the time they have to spend on the phone is seven times what somebody who speaks English would have to spend. I don't get that. Does anybody get it?
No.
I never understood that. How is that beneficial to any company?
It's all greed.
If all you're doing is irritating your customers. Wow, this thing today was unbelievable. And by the way, last week when I talked about disconnecting, you remember Londolf, their phones went out, and he had one heck of a time getting anybody from AT&T to get it. And as we're talking about it, I get a text from another one of our advertisers, and the text said, I disconnected a number 4 months ago, and I'm still fighting with them because they keep billing me. So if you're listening and you're at AT&T, you need to pay attention. This is not just one somebody raving, and I'm not a guy to go crazy, but at a certain point, you have to just go, get me somebody that speaks English. Wow. So you've got some customer service issues, and somebody needs to make sure you know that. And, one more. It's a good one. While we're in Mexico, I get an email from a lady at AT&T. Apparently, she heard our discussion about the phone system at Londolf, about my disconnect that I kept getting billed for. So she emails me and gives me her name. And she says, I'm a manager, blah, blah, blah. You call me directly, and I'll make sure this is resolved. I called her this morning. What time is it? Almost 5 o'clock? I haven't heard from her.
No return call?
I haven't heard from her. I called her six hours ago.
Well, she's probably, it's a holiday today.
You might be off.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
You're right. Why would the phone company people be off today?
There's a lot of people that are off today. A lot of companies.
Wow, wow, wow.
Maybe that's it.
The world is going to hell. I'm not kidding. It's just...
in a handbasket.
These things should not be this difficult. They just shouldn't. The stuff has become ridiculous. I feel better. My phones will be cut off now.
Right.
I'll go use my phone after the show.
Hi, this is Frank.
I'll go to get a voicemail, and they'll go... Hey, Frank, I tried to go... Cut off, disconnected.
Switched you over to the 2G tower.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. Thompson Price is a man's name. He was on the trip with us with his wife. A round of applause for a guy who will take a break from his business to be with listeners. And to his credit, and I thought at one point, you know, I'm messed up here. I should have introduced him to people and said, hey, we have with... But you know what? He wouldn't have wanted that because it would almost look like a sales pitch.
He's become a regular, too.
This is his fourth trip with his wife. And everybody liked Thompson Price. Well, if you liked him and you liked his wife, Candy, and I really like his wife, Candy, and I don't care. He knows that.
Right.
Then wait till you see how you're going to love the new kitchen or the new bathroom that they do for you that will transform your home. Thompson Price Kitchens. But yes, sorry, ask Mr. Cleveland if he can go late. I got carried away and cut into Bill Cleveland's time. But the point is, I seriously did think I messed up here because we had two gatherings, two get-togethers, and I thought I should have gotten up and said, this is Tom. But you know what? He would not have wanted that because he doesn't want the trip to look like in any way he's trying to solicit business. He's not. I will tell you that after last year's trip and once people got to know him, I think he got about three kitchen jobs out of it. And that's fine because nobody that will have those jobs done will regret it, whether it's a kitchen or a bathroom. So for those of you who've never had the pleasure of meeting him or any of his staff, you can fix that by going to the showroom in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270, next to McAllister's Deli and with TJ Maxx, a beautiful, beautiful shopping center that's been completely redone, and they have a brand-new Thompson Price sign out front. Go in there and look around and talk to them and find out that what you thought was unaffordable, because if you see their work, first reaction is, well, look at this work. I can't afford that. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths.